Support for Talking Art on WVIK comes from the people at Quad City Bank and Trust, helping the local community with their banking and financial needs for more than 20 years. Information is at qcbt.com.
This is Carolyn Martin, and I'm talking art today with Shelley Moore Guy, the organizer of the upcoming Bill Bell Jazz Festival this coming weekend, August 16th and 17th at the Martin Luther King Jr. Community Center in Rock Island, and on Sunday, August 18th at the River Music Experience in Davenport. Welcome, Shelley.
Hi, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Now, several years ago, the name of this event was changed to honor Dr. Bill Bell. Mm-hmm. Who was he?
Well, first and foremost, I guess I can say that Bill Bell was a mentor and an influencer in regards to polyrhythms, its formation, and also the jazz festival. So, but before that, Bill was a native of East Moline, the Watertown community of East Moline. He was heavily influenced by the people of that community, parents, teachers, church, neighbors, influenced to become the pianist. He actually became the jazz professor that he actually became. So he graduated from United Township High School and from Augustana College, and then the University of Iowa, became a teacher of jazz and music, moved to California, taught at Alameda State University, and became this super jazz professor who actually played with a lot of renowned jazz artists and musicians. And so through the years, as we developed, and then Bill, one other main ingredient of his influence and personality was that though he didn't live here anymore, his heart was always here. And so therefore, Bill would come home because his family still lived here, and he would come home and visit neighbors, but he would also perform. He wanted to be an example to children and everyone, but especially children, that, you know, I grew up here. This is what I have been able to do, and so can you. And so he came home frequently, I would say every year, every other year, to perform, talk to kids and visit friends mm-hmm. and neighbors. And so he was always present mm-hmm. here.
And what a lovely tribute to name this festival after him.
Yes.
Where is the festival being held and what will happen there?
Okay. Well, on August 16th and 17th, the festival will be held at Martin Luther King Park, which is across the street from the Martin Luther King Center. Friday, we begin at 5 p.m., end at 10 p.m., and then on Saturday we start at noon and end at 10 p.m. On Sunday, we will be on the 18th of August, we will be at the River Music Experience, second floor at the Redstone Room, and we will begin at 3 p.m. and go until 8.
And you have a variety of bands playing all three of those days.
We have a variety of bands and other things, you know. So we wanted to make sure, when we named this festival, we named it the Jazz and Heritage Festival, because, and the heritage part is very important. We celebrate our roots. We celebrate our grandparents and their contributions to the development of the Quad Cities. Quad Cities area, and that took on many forms, of course, but we, because we are polyrhythms, and we began as this group of this collection of organizations, community organizations, arts education, arts organizations, with jazz as the focal point, but really we're about community building as well, using the music and art to build community. So when we began Polyrhythms, of course, we started with the Third Sunday Jazz Workshop and Concert Series, which is also held at the Redstone Room. We're in our 14th year. And so we provide workshops which are presented by live musicians for children of all ages at 3 o'clock on every third Sunday. And then we follow that up with a 6 o'clock concert.
Mm-hmm. And those are fantastic. Really lovely. But this festival is quite different because in addition to music, mm-hmm. you offer a variety of other things children, mm-hmm. for adults. You have some health screening. You have a reading tent. Tell us a little bit more about that.
6 years ago, when we created the Jazz and Heritage Festival, and of course, a couple years into that, Bill Bell passed away, and we thought, what better tribute could we make to our mentor and friend than by naming this festival after him? So we began with bands and vendors, food, merchandise, information vendors, and but we have a commitment to grow it every year. So we put something else in every year. Last year we created a stage, about 3 years ago, we created a stage for young people, young performers, because that's that whole heritage part. What will be your legacy? What will you leave? And encourage up and coming young artists, and so we have a stage, which is if you come to the park, there's a pavilion, and then there's this awesome stage. It is when we're there, but there's this awesome space in the park where we have set our performances for kids. We have the stage for young performers. And so in the past we've had violinists and saxophonists and singers and dancers. We've had gymnasts who brought her mat. And, so we provide that space on Friday and Saturday.
And a Friday and Saturday, so that's all outdoors. Should people bring lawn chairs?
Yes, they should. They should bring lawn chairs. So in addition to the young performers, we also provide a African drumming workshop for kids in that space, a dance workshop, African and modern dance workshop.
And you don't need to register for these?
You do not.
Just show up?
Just show up. And then, two, we provide a reading tent, and we have adults reading to children, and we give the children free books.
Tell us a little bit more about the health screenings that you're offering for people as well.
Okay. Yes, I mentioned that we try to grow the festival, try to bring other things into it because, as we said, it's about community building. And so last year we began with our health initiative with a forum on autism inside the Martin Luther King Center. We expanded that, added to more illnesses or issues. We will speak about or have a forum about African Americans and mental illness at inside the King Center, and also an additional forum on sickle cell anemia. Those forums will take place inside the King Center. The sickle cell anemia forum will begin at 1:30 p.m. inside, and then that will be followed by the forum on mental illness at 2:45 p.m. inside the King Center. Everything's free. We have panelists, and it's just going to be an opportunity for an exchange, give and take with providers in those areas.
Healthcare providers.
Healthcare providers, as well as the general public. People who have been impacted or want to learn more about prevention and what these illnesses do and how they impact.
And all this is free of charge. So how does that work? How do you make that happen?
Well, there's a lot of collaborating going on. Grants, donors, in kind, generosity. We have a great team of volunteers who have been with us. Some of them have been with us since the beginning, which we started 6 years. This will be our sixth festival. And so we do that with all of those things and a lot of elbow grease and running around and
a lot of sweat equity,
and a whole lot of faith. You know, there's really something to be said about if you believe it, you can achieve it. Man, you just kind of put the festival on your back and just go. And so that's what we, you know, and that's not even an understatement or an overstatement even. Mm-hmm. That's not even exaggeration.
Yeah. Now, Sunday's event is quite different because that's inside at the mm-hmm. River Music Experience.
Yes. It's at the Redstone Room, second floor. Many people have attended our third Sunday jazz workshops and concert series. And it's just really great to see people who we've seen, you know, be there mm-hmm. and support this for the last 14 years. And then there's always these incredible new folks mm-hmm. who come in.
But the format will be a little bit different
Sunday. Yes. No workshop. We start at 3. There won't be a workshop, but we will have some bands during that time slot. We are also going to feature some community poets again for the second year. And we're planning an art exhibit outside the Redstone Room, outside the room there, the venue. And so it's just really a cool time. You can buy T-shirts and different things there as well. We have some throwbacks, and we'll have some other T-shirts that are current. And it's just really a great space. If you've been to the Redstone Room, it's a great venue, mm-hmm. but it's also a great space to fellowship, and just it's just a good time.
Mm-hmm. There'll be two separate bands playing mm-hmm. that evening. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, tell us a little bit more about the Polyrhythms organization that's behind this.
Well, as I said, 14 years ago, we began as a group of community arts advocates, separate organizations that actually came together. So in 2005, we officially merged with the Quad Cities Jazz Festival, LTD. It was formerly known as the Louis Belsom Festival. And so we kind of just pulled our resources and were able to do that. You know, we have been the recipients of local grants and other things like that to continue to do this. But that was our vision, to actually produce or present live jazz music. You know, we'd heard people talking about there was no regular venue for this. And a lot of people in the Quad Cities are jazz lovers, live music lovers. And so we decided to do that. But also with that commitment to making sure that the history of jazz and the encouragement of young people to learn about jazz and appreciate jazz was always there with that live workshop mm-hmm. with live performers.
Yeah, which is really incredible. And I'm sure many people don't realize mm-hmm. that prior to each performance on mm-hmm. the third Sunday, you mm-hmm. have a free workshop with the musicians performing that night.
Yes.
For youth in our community.
Yeah, part of that commitment on the musicians, the featured musicians part, is that they would present that workshop mm-hmm. prior to their performance mm-hmm. at 6. So, and that's gone fairly well. We could always, you know, if people hear what we're talking about today and they think that was something that you think you should bring your children to, I agree, and you should come to the next third Sunday jazz workshop and concert series.
Why do you think jazz and just live music in general resonates so much with us? Is it the improvisational nature? Is it what do you think it is?
I think there's that. Also, there are jazz aficionados. There are people around here who love jazz. But beyond that, there's that incredible energy that you get from people who are committed to playing, you know, and sharing their art form or sharing their talent and sharing that energy. And there's a give and take, not only among the people in the band, but there's this give and take between the band on stage and the audience. And it's really an exciting time. So from that time frame, from 6 to 8 p.m. During our third Sunday concert, there's just this incredible surge of energy, mm-hmm. and excitement that, you know, and here we are doing this, that particular thing, and in the Quad Cities, mm-hmm. in Davenport, at the Redstone Room. And, you know, we're just all better for it. That's what I believe. Yeah. We're all better for it. You've attended, so.
I've came across this quote from Nietzsche, the philosopher, mm-hmm. that without music, life would be a mistake.
Absolutely.
And I agree with that.
Absolutely.
You know, there is a really deep connection with jazz in our community, mm-hmm. not just the big Spiderbeck type of jazz, but really more traditional jazz. And I did have a previous conversation with Nate Lawrence, mm-hmm. about this, mm-hmm. about not just the jazz luminaries that came out of the East Water, the East Moline area, the Watertown area, but also Rock Island. And you are related.
I am.
To a jazz master from Rock Island.
Yes, I am. Francis Clay was my great uncle. He was my grandmother's younger brother. Francis, incidentally, if you read about Francis, and I've talked to him before he passed away, he learned to play music, just instruments, because his family, there was eight children, and every one of them played an instrument, except for his sister Lois, who couldn't play an instrument, but she could whistle. You know, back then, whistling was an art form. And so that was funny to me. She couldn't play, but she could whistle. Then anyway, my grandmother played piano, as did one of them played trumpet, violin. Francis could play a lot of instruments. But he fell in love with drumming because according to him, he saw Chick Webb, who was a noted jazz drummer back in the day, come here and play at the let's keep talking and it'll come to me. But Orpheum Theater in Davenport, and he was a young kid, and he saw Chick Webb, and he started off as a jazz musician. But traveling and playing in Chicago, fell into this opportunity to play with Muddy Waters. They needed a drummer. You know, you're running those circles, and that opportunity may come your way. But he had also played with others besides Muddy Waters. He became that drummer and played with them for several years. That's how a lot of people know him. But, you know, people also know that he was, you know, pretty good at his craft. Mm-hmm. And so we dedicated our youth stage, our youth performance stage that I describe, to Francis Clay, because he did come from Rock Island. He did come from the Quad Cities, and not enough people know. You know, there are people who do know, of course, because that's what your job is to know. But it's wonderful that we can, and that's part of that heritage piece. We have to tell people, you know, if you don't know, you know, how are you going to know if I don't tell you? And so we dedicated that space. It is the Francis Clay Youth Performance Stage. But we also added another name, Mo Payton. And there are people around who have never heard of him. But there are a lot of people in Rock Island who know Mo Payton because he was a native of Rock Island. But he was also this wonderful musician. And he was also...
did he play?
He played a lot of instruments, but one of the things that was wonderful about him is that he was a band leader. And so there are a lot of people around here who years ago, during my parents' time, you know, they played. If you come through Rock Island or come through the Quad Cities, you're gonna you would play with Mo Payton, and so we had an opportunity to add another name to that stage, so that we could honor these two, but also, you know, give that recognition. We have families who are still here, not just my family, but people who knew Mo, who heard of Francis. It'll resonate with people. I was speaking with former Mayor Mark Schwiebert, former Rock Island Mayor Mark Schwiebert, about this idea of dedicating the stage. And I told him about Mo Payton. He said, really? Because, you know, if you were lived in Rock Island, he was the mayor. He would know Mo. Mo worked at several places and was involved in the community. And so Mark said, well, are you kidding me? I mean, I've known this. I had known this man for decades. It's just interesting what you don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it takes time.
Yeah, he was a musician. He was a band leader. I said, yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, you personally are also deeply immersed in the arts. Besides your involvement with Polyrhythms, you're a poet. And in 2010, mm-hmm. you were the Poet Laureate of the Quad mm-hmm. Cities. Mm-hmm. And you have a poem to read for us today?
I do. I do have a poem. It's called Coming Home. I wrote this. I actually met Bill Bell in 1997. Home Folks Communications, which is an organization that Nate Lawrence and several other people, that was their organization, and they actually were instrumental in bringing Bill Bell here one of the many times that he would come and perform. And so he was to play that weekend, and they asked me if I would write a poem that would kind of commemorate what it feels like to come home, to be a part of a place, and then come home. And so I did. You know, and it was one of those things where you just have to sit down and just, you know, how would you feel if you? But then it became bigger than that, because you don't have to leave, you don't have to stay. You know, everybody who was a part of that place that you call home, whatever that is, would understand that there were people and places that influenced who you were and where your roots are. And so this was actually, it's interesting, but this is Bill Bell's poem that I wrote for him in 97. Okay. Here we go. Coming home. In our lives, there comes a time and a space when we know where we come from. When the words and the rhythm come together, the signs and the roads merge, and we become one with our roots, acknowledging the people whose backs served as bridges, whose dreams and aspirations fed us, whose courageous acts of faith guided us, even away from the village, away from the place we call home. We take with us tender lessons that bring us back. They always bring us back home. Home is where the body comes to rest. It's where our eyes can behold the place where love sustains us. It's where we come to talk that talk around those who understand. We know we belong because home is the place that got us over. When we arrive, we realize our mission is to reach back, reach over, reach around, and reach through to embrace one another. We can save one another. When survival means more than just breathing, it is solidarity. The African proverb states, I am because you are, and because you are, therefore I am. And when we've reached that space, and we know that, there is a rejoicing in the spirit because we've made the trip home, coming home.
Well, Shelley Moore-Guy, thank you so much for talking today and for making our community a more beautiful place to live.
Well, thank you. It's been a joy. We did it.
There are lots of musical opportunities this weekend in the Quad Cities, but take time to check out the Bill Bell Jazz and Heritage Festival on Friday and Saturday, August 16th and 17th at the Martin Luther King Park in Rock Island, and on Sunday, August 18th at the River Music Experience in Davenport. Events for all 3 days are free. For further information, check out the Polyrhythms Bill Bell Jazz and Heritage Festival Facebook page. This has been Carolyn Martin, talking art in the Quad Cities for WVIK. Our theme music is provided by a Quad City legend, the late Ellis Kell.